101.3 FM, KRNG, Fallon, Reno, Fernley, Sparks, Nevada, and surrounding. Biggest Little Radio presents the Rural Report with Robert Gray.
Hey everybody, I'm Robert Perea, publisher and editor of the Fernley Reporter, and this is the Rural Report, brought to you every Tuesday at noon by the Flame Grill, located in the Scolari Shopping Center here in Fernley, featuring brick oven, pizzas, burgers, and brews, and hope you enjoyed a little Jeff Healy there to bring us in and set the mood. And today we have a special guest in the studio is Tammy Roseberry from the Fernley STEM Council, and the Fernley STEM Festival is going on Thursday at Fernley High School, and so first thing, I guess, tell us what STEM means and what it is.
Okay. Thank you, Robert, for having me on the show. We're very excited. This is our fourth annual festival. STEM is Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics. Really stands for all of the science and math and technology that we use every day. And what we do with the festival, our goal is to get parents and family and community members to see what we're doing for STEM every day here in Fernley, as well as opportunities for career education or even future careers.
Well, one of the things that's cool, I think, is that with the STEM Council, it's not just teachers that are that do this. There's, you know, members of the community. I know a couple of the members that are on the council, so you have a lot of different backgrounds of people that do different things that are involved.
We do. The council is a group of people, probably the best group of people I've ever worked with. We do have educators on there. We have business people. We have people from the business industry. We also partner with the city, and we partner with Lyon County School District. So everybody's been very supportive.
So you said this started about 4 years ago. What was behind it? How'd you get started?
We got started. There's a group of three of us who originally started. And we started because we were doing a traditional science fair and noticed that, there were comments made about some of the students' boards. And those boards, there are a lot of learning went into the boards, but they might not have looked quite as nice as some of the other boards. So we really wanted to do something that would showcase all of the student learning that was happening behind all of those projects, as well as just an awareness of what students were learning, and then added to that what was going on in the community.
So for somebody who hasn't been to the STEM Festival, the best way I could describe it is that somebody in my generation, we might have had a science fair in middle school or high school, but this is like far advanced beyond what we used to do.
Right. I kind of like to think of it as science fair on steroids, maybe. And the science fair portion of it is only a small part of the actual festival. Mm-hmm. We really want to just celebrate STEM and celebrate all the learning that's taking place and what people are doing. So we have an exhibition as well as the posters. So we have close to 30 exhibitors this year. And they come out and show the community. They do activities, hands-on activities, and show us how they use STEM every day. And then the posters are a small part of the festival, and you can walk through and see what students and adults have created. We do have some adult entries as well.
So the posters are like student projects?
Yes. So the posters are what you would consider traditional science fair. Mm-hmm. We have three different categories. We have demonstrations, inventions like engineering, and then the traditional science fair poster.
And then the demonstrations by like businesses or, you know, other groups in the community?
Right. So we have the exhibits from the other groups. This year, we're really excited. We have Discovery Museum coming back out. Every half hour, they're going to be doing hands-on activities with all of the community members that are there. We have Sierra Nevada Journeys coming out, and they're going to be doing the science behind Boo Bubbles, which is smoke, bouncing smoke. And we have the Animal Care Center comes out. They've been coming out every year with us, and they always have a very unique, very interesting display showing us how they use STEM in taking care of the animals. And this year we have a very, very exciting guest that we can't tell you about, but if you come out on Thursday, you'll be able to see which guest we're talking about.
If you're listening, you can, if you have a question, a comment you'd like to chime in, you can go to the chat box at biggestlittleradio.com, type in your message, or you can call us here in the studio, the number 775-404-1115. Chime in with a comment or a question. What time and when, where, what's all the 411 on the festival?
Okay, so the festival is at the Fernley High School on Thursday the 23rd. From 5 to 8 p.m. So we open the doors up at 5, and you have, you know, those 3 hours. We have different things going on during those 3 hours, but you can walk around, see the posters, see all of the exhibits. From 6 to 6:30, we have what we call author session, where the students go and stand by their posters, or adults if they have posters in there, and they tell you a little bit about what learning happened during their poster and what their poster is about. And then we have our CTE teachers. So our welding teacher for the high school is going to be doing an aluminum pour at 6:45. And we also have a free hot dog dinner throughout the night.
And I know at the last two city council meetings, you guys had a member of the council was there talking about trying to get judges for the contest. What will they be judging?
Okay. Our judges judge the contest the night before. So Wednesday night, which is tomorrow night, from 6 to 9. We always need judges. So if you want to come on out and judge, go ahead and judges judge the posters. We do our judging electronically. Last year was the first year we did that. And don't worry, don't be intimidated by it. A lot of people come out and they're like, I don't know how to judge. We have a whole rubric, and you just, most of them are yes and no answers. You just go down those. And then there's a little spot at the end for awarding certain points. And everybody who's come out has been a little nervous about judging a poster, and at the end of the night they're like, that was great, that was fun, and they come back the next year. So if anybody is interested, we're at the high school, Fernley High School, starting at 6 o'clock tomorrow night, Wednesday, on the 22nd.
So during the STEM festival, you said some of the students will be there, you know, talking about their posters. How long do they work on these projects?
Depends on the students. Some students work on the poster the night before, which is not what I recommend. We have students who start...
That's the kind of student I was.
We have students who start, like, their poster for this year, they started the day after the festival last year, and they started getting information and getting all of their research results and those types of things. We had a student, Mason, from the high school 2 years ago. He did that. And with all his project and everything, he ended up going to regionals and then to International Science Fair.
Oh, so they can, the winners or however you determine that, can move on to other competitions?
Right. So we have... student winners can go on to regionals if they're in fifth grade and above. And then if they're in secondary, middle school to high school, they can go on to international fair.
So these are all middle school through, or, well, elementary all the way up? Or
we have pre-kindergarten all the way up through adults. We have adults who aren't attached to schools doing projects.
Uh-huh. So are these class projects, or are they things they just do on their own outside of school, or both?
Both. We have, you can enter a project, an individual project. You can enter as a team. You can enter as a class or as a family. We do have family entries as well.
What type of projects do you usually see? What?
We see everything. One of the reasons we have more than just the traditional science fair is we have demonstrations, so that some people are really interested in how a volcano works or how something works. So you can put together a whole poster showing everybody how that works. that's our demonstration category. Traditionally, people who run an experiment and do a hypothesis and run 10 different tests or whatever, that would be more of the traditional project.
Are the students that participate all from Fernley, or do you have students from other schools in the county?
The majority of students who participate are just from Fernley. We have had a few students participate from Silver Springs as well.
Has there been any kind of discussions about, like, creating a countywide STEM council? Or
At this point, we haven't talked about it. Anybody is welcome to come in and help with the planning and help participate. So we would welcome anybody coming in. We keep it fairly local just so that we can keep a good handle on what's going on and it doesn't get too much for us, but we would love to include other people.
You guys as a council, you meet what, monthly? What kind of things do you discuss, you know, through the whole year getting ready for this?
We meet as a council once a month. We, in order for the festival, we talk a little bit about the festival, and then we have pretty much weekly meetings the 2 months right before the festival to put it all together. Some of the other things the council does is we have gotten some computers in the past, refurbished those, and given those away. So we just look for opportunities in the community around STEM that can help out, and then we decide whether or not that's something we can put our energy into, and if it is, then we go all in.
The group that originally was involved in STEM in getting started 4 years ago, you know, was there like a driving force? Was there something that the schools were doing that you wanted to tie into, or was it just kind of an idea, hey, let's do this?
I think it started with a love for STEM. For STEM lessons, STEM activities. And at that point, 4 years ago, we have a lot of businesses here in Fernley that use science, technology, engineering, and math. But a lot of people didn't know. We had a lot of students going away to school and then staying out and not coming back. And we really wanted to show a lot of parents what we have here in our community. And probably the biggest success, I think, that I personally feel is we had one time a student who whose parents didn't want her to leave the community, wanted her to stay home. And after coming to the STEM festival and talking a little bit, she'd always wanted to do some science. So they decided that it would be okay if she went to UNR as long as she lived here and commuted to school and then, you know, got a job here locally. So it really opened up some possibilities for her.
Have you seen a lot of growth in the type of things that students do for projects and just a lot of improvement since the 4 years that you've been doing this?
I've seen a lot of improvement. Every year we have that one student who does the one project and they do it all by themselves, and it comes out and other people might not think that it's as wonderful as it is. But I just love the fact that students are willing to get in there and try it. And they're not afraid to fail, right? Failing's our first attempt in learning. So just because we try something and it doesn't work out doesn't mean we shouldn't do it again. And I think students get that better than we adults do.
Some of us fail 4, 5, 6 times and we keep going. But so the students that are involved, does the council work closely with the students, or are those separate things?
Each school has a school coordinator who coordinates for that school, and then brings that school in. We do have a poster night where people can come and work on their posters or get help. This was our first year we were able to go live on Facebook, so we have a little video. We had one student there this year who wanted some help with her poster, and then just talked a little bit about how to improve some posters. So each year we try to focus on one area of the festival we'd like to do some improvements on. So every year we try to get a little bit better.
Is there a theme to it, or do students just kind of randomly choose what they want to do? Or
Students can choose whatever it is that interests them and whatever they want to do. This is our first year. Last year, we did a competition with bridge building. This year, we have a challenge about road construction. So the construction on Hardy Lane is our project this year. So when you come into the festival, you get a little pamphlet on that. You go around, you find your answers, you turn that in, and there's some prizes. So I think each year we're going to have a challenge, and so that'll be kind of like a theme. But you're welcome to do whatever it is that interests you in terms of posters.
So How Snow Falls or something. That was actually my project when I was a middle school, and it didn't turn out quite so good. But so anyway, this is the Rural Report. We're talking with Tammy Roseberry of the Fernley STEM Council. I'm Robert Perea, publisher and editor of the Fernley Reporter. This segment is sponsored by the Flame Grill, located in the Scolari Shopping Center here in Fernley, featuring brick oven pizzas, burgers, and brews. We'll be back after a short message.
Follow the conversation on our chat box at www.biggestlittleradio.com.
Brick oven pizza, steak, and shrimp. Oh my! At Flame Grill, they've got it all, from chips and cheese to Virginia City's epic IPA beer battered cod. Located conveniently in downtown Fernley at 1330 Highway 95A North.
101.3 FM, KRNG Fallon, Reno, Fernley, Sparks, Nevada, and surrounding. Biggest Little Radio presents the Rural Report with Robert Perea.
Hey everybody, welcome back. This is Robert Perea, publisher and editor of the Fernley Reporter, and this is the Rural Report every Tuesday at noon here on Biggest Little Radio, 101.3 FM. This segment is sponsored by the Flame Grill, located in the Scolari Shopping Center here in Fernley, featuring brick oven pizzas, burgers, and brews. And every Tuesday we have a guest talking about news or events going on in the rural areas, and today we're talking with Tammy Roseberry of the Fernley STEM Council. And while we were on a break, we received a question. The question was, can people donate, or how is this funded through the school district, or, you know, how does that work?
Right. We get a lot of support in kind through the school district and various other entities. Pioneer Crossing, Silverado are huge supporters, giving us some things. If anybody would like to donate, we do take donations. We have a website, www.fernleystem.com, and there's instructions on there. There's an address you can mail to, or we can accept donations on our website as well.
So what are the funds used for?
Funds are used depending on what the donor state. Some people just give us money and tell us, you know, use it the best way you think is possible, and we put it to great use. Other people want it to go specifically to certain things. So depending on what the donor wants, we can use it to help bring in some of our bigger activities, like the Discovery Museum, Sierra Nevada Journeys. Sometimes they need a little help transporting everything. We also can use it for awards, those types of things. So depending on what somebody says they want the money to go towards. And if they don't, then we'll make sure it goes to whatever we need it for at that time.
So do you guys spend a lot of time, you know, fundraising and planning? You said you meet every month, and then you meet a couple times more frequently as you get close to the event. But it's a huge... I've seen the gym full of exhibits, and so I imagine it's got to be a lot of time.
It is a lot of time. This year we have the most projects. We have 350 projects coming this year, and we have about 30 exhibitors. We, in the past, have had 600 to 800 people. Last year and the year before, we had about 800 people come and visit. The first year we thought we'd get like 200 or 300 people, and we ended up with 600 people, so it was fantastic. We don't do a lot of fundraising, but we have had a lot of people donate because they really enjoy what we're doing. We haven't really gone out looking for funds necessarily. We're just all about trying to do what we do and then meeting up with people who enjoy what it is, and then they contribute. And so far for us, that's worked. So we'll see where we go from here. If you asked me 4 years ago if we'd be here, I'd be like, oh, you know, I didn't think we'd be at this point 4 years ago. But
Was there a goal 4 years ago when you started?
I think 4 years ago, the goal was to put on a festival. And I didn't expect, we started with the festival and then we formed the council, after the festival, and it was kind of like building the plane as you're flying it. So we just decided we'd have the idea, we set the date and made it happen. And so now it's our fourth year of having the festival, and then now there's other components that the council is putting on as well. We did a scholarship reception for the Lemison Scholars, who are the graduates, teachers who have gone back to school and getting their STEM master's degree. So we did something, we did a little acknowledgement for them this year. And we've done some other things like the computer giveaway, and we've got another computer giveaway coming up.
4 years ago when you guys created this, that was the first time, I think, when it was after the festival, and you, and I believe it was Deanna LeBlanc, who's one of the teachers on the council also, and at the time, I think she was the state's teacher of the year.
Yes.
You guys came to a school board meeting and showed a slideshow of some of the exhibits and some of the things that the students had done. So at that time, was that kind of just a... hey, this is you know, this is what we can do and grow from there, or you know, was there really more vision that you know wanted to get to a certain point?
I think in terms of the festival, the overall vision of getting to something more, not necessarily. I mean, each year what we do is we sit down afterwards with all participants and we ask ourselves what went really well and what where are areas that we learned from and our opportunities for growth. And then we take those into our next year and try to expand and make those areas better. So each year we expand just a little bit more and try to firm up everything so that we put on a wonderful festival for the community.
Do you do that kind of slideshow every year of the events that you have this year?
So we've done the slideshow for a few years. This year we did a video that we put out. Instead of going to different schools and doing assemblies, we did a video that teachers could show. We're working probably more towards maybe small, short video clips than actual presentation type things. But I don't know. Every year we do it. It depends on who's working on it and what expertise we have.
Do you post those somewhere where people can watch them?
We're going to be posting those on our website. So some are already there. And you can always get our link to, if we have anything there, we have it on our Facebook page.
So Fernley STEM on Facebook, and also FernleyStem.com is the website?
Yes.
Okay. So... the people that are involved in the STEM Council, what kind of backgrounds do they have? You have a couple of teachers and a couple of business owners.
Right. So we have backgrounds of all different kinds of people. We have grandparents who are on the council. We have people from the community who are business owners. We have teachers. We have Tammy Dittman, local realtor, is on there, very active. Very thankful to have her on there. Forrest Beats from Terrible's Casino is on there. He's wonderful as well. We have the mayor is always a really big supporter of us. So if we need something, we go to him and we talk to him. He always has great ideas for us.
What kind of involvement? You mentioned the city. What kind of involvement does the city have?
The city has a representative on the council, and then they help us out with some in-kind support, help us put they really support the festival. And if we have an idea, we go to them, talk to them, they'll work with us. The city council is really interested in bringing businesses in to Fernley. And one of the questions that a lot of businesses have right now is what's going on educationally in the community. And so we can help answer that question and kind of help show people what Fernley really is. So I think it's a win-win situation for both of us.
That's a conversation that I've had with some business owners and some manufacturers, some other people that employ people, not just here in Fernley, but around the county. And they say that one of the issues that they have is finding people that are qualified for the jobs they offer locally, and that it's hard to find people locally that have those certifications and requirements. So is that something that you guys focus on too, is for the students to understand the opportunities that they have?
Yes, it's twofold. We want the students to understand the opportunities that exist in our community, so when they're looking at possible future plans, that they can include those. We also want people to know it's never too late to go back. So if you're really interested, you know, I'm a teacher right now, but I, you know, if I was really interested in engineering, I can go back and start learning engineering, and there are opportunities out there for me to do that right here in this community. So we want people, we want our students to understand, but we also want our mature citizens to realize that there are opportunities for them as well.
Do the students really get into some of these projects? And so that it's more not just a work project and a school project. Do they really have fun with this stuff?
They really do. Last year, I talked to a couple of middle school girls who did their project, and they did Mentos in soda, which explodes. But the thought process behind, they lived in an apartment building and realized that neither set of family would want them to be inside the apartment doing that. So they took it out to the middle. And then after they did the experiment, they realized that maybe they should have moved their iPad away from it a little bit more. But it was fine. Didn't ruin the iPad. But just a lot of thought process and how it would work and the cleanup involved in it before they did it impressed me.
So we've been talking with Tammy Roseberry of the Fernley STEM Council. Just before we go, could you restate again the time and the place of the STEM Festival, and also how anybody who's interested in learning more can find out about it?
Okay. The Fernley STEM Festival will be on Thursday, February 23rd from 5 to 8 p.m. at Fernley High School. We look forward to seeing you there. If you're interested in helping judge, that'll be Wednesday tomorrow night on the 22nd from 6 to 9. And you can go to our website, www.fernleystem.com, or see us on our Facebook page.
Great. Well, thanks for joining us and talking about this. I'm Robert Perea, the publisher and editor of the Fernley Reporter. The website is fernleyreporter.com, covering Fernley news, sports, events, and anything else going on. Thanks for listening. This segment is sponsored by the Flame Grill here in Fernley, featuring brick oven, pizzas, burgers, and brews, and we'll talk to you next week.